VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
As always, we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. And if you're a regular listener to Crosstalk, you readily know that our world is in a mess. I mean, we see the heart of man is continuously doing that which is evil. You see the depravity of man is great upon this earth. You also see the hopelessness and the despair that's in our world today. Well, not only that, there is a growing secularization as well, an attack on Christian values, an attack on God himself. I mean, that's only being fueled by this growing mantra that's in our world today, saying there is no God. And that is the mantra that's being foisted through the educational institutions from the youngest years all the way up through colleges and universities, that God does not exist. Well, it's amazing to see how great an effort some will make and undertake to deny the very God who is able to meet the deepest needs and deal with the deepest areas of man's greatest need in life, and how yet he is under attack. Perhaps you've wondered, how can you reach such a person who has given sway to this world system? Did you know that there is a tool that's not very far from you, probably at this very moment, right? Maybe inches from your hand, maybe it's in your hand right now, that you can use to prove that there is a God? Joining us today, we welcome back to Crosstalk Dave Benoit. Dave is a very longtime friend of the ministry here. If you know Dave, he led a very rebellious teenage life that led him to reform school. However, the Lord got a hold of him, and at age 17, he placed his trust in Jesus Christ as Savior. He went off to Bible college. He entered the ministry as a youth pastor and even as later a Word of Life Bible Club director. But in 1984, he founded Glory Ministries, which exposed the truth of the damaging effects of rock music on society. In later years then, he exposed the gripping hold of the occult and the New Age movement on our society, and even how it penetrated into Christian homes and churches. Dave has a heart as an evangelist to see people come to the Savior, and Dave, it's our joy to have you back with us here today on Crosstalk.
Well, Jim, it's always an honor and a privilege to be with you guys. Before we came on the air, we were talking about Vic and how we used to travel from place to place.
Yes.
And do rallies, and that was always so exciting. And you guys are always on the cutting edge, and I know that your audience is always on the edge of their seat, finding out new ideas, new things that are happening. Because let me tell you something, the devil, he might be accused of a lot of things, but a sluggard, he is not.
Right.
He is very active, and he's on the ball. And so that's the reason why I prayed the other day. I just said, Lord, why did you leave me here at this time? I mean, why? I mean, Jerry Falwell's gone, Adrian Rogers is gone, you know, some of the Hal Lindsey's gone, and, you know, Jimmy DeYoung just passed away, and I'm just saying, Lord, we're getting so close to the end of the ages. Why have you left me here, and for what purpose? And every one of you listening audience need to ask the same question. Why am I here at this time? Is it to share the gospel before the rapture? Because we're closer today than ever before.
Amen. Amen. And Dave, yet this world grows darker and darker, and it's a world that's growing in a greater and greater need of God. And sometimes we wonder, with this growing secularization today, how can we reach a world that denies that God even exists? And you indicate that really there's a tool that's readily available to us. It might be near in a pocket or purse right now, maybe an arm's length away from us, but you're referring to a mobile digital device. What does a digital device, Dave, have to do with all of this?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. It was something the Lord gave me on how to prove there is a God by simply using your mobile device. And I think what led me to this was I read an article one time on the internet that said there was an atheistic professor, before he started his classes, would take a piece of chalk and he'd say, I'm going to drop this chalk, and if it doesn't break, I'll become a Christian. Well, every time he dropped it, it broke. And I thought, well, what kind of response could Christians do to something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if millions of young people could walk up with their cell phone and say, I'll tell you what, if you can open my cell phone using your body, I'll become an atheist.
Wow. Wow. That's an interesting proposition.
Yeah. You know, I think so many times we are always on the defensive. Sometimes, Jim, we need to get on the offense. I think this is a great tool. We're going to be talking about how we can prove there is a God using mm-hmm. digital devices on this program today. And we will talk about how we can use these devices to share the gospel with people. There are over 4 billion cell phones around the world.
Wow, wow. And as we mentioned, I mean, there's probably one not too far from the reach of every listener right now. Dave, we know that identity theft is a huge problem in our world today, and the manufacturers of these devices know that too, don't they?
Yeah. You know, I have to ask the question, what is more impressive, a group of Silicon Valley scientists that design a security feature that can be used on your mobile device to identify you from nearly 8 billion people on this planet? Or a creation so, like a human body so unique that it can be used to protect your device? Now, you stop and think about that. The uniqueness of this body is the only thing that you can open your devices and close your devices. It has to be your body.
Mm-hmm.
And your body has to be totally unique than any other body ever created. And that's what makes this so unique. And that's... It would be totally impossible, Jim, for just random creation to produce what is happening. And so what I've done is I've actually gone through 4 different, you know, if I were to say just one totally unique perspective of your body, that might be an accident. But if I said there's 2, and what if I told you there were 3 unique prospects of your body that nobody else had? I'm not even stopping there. I'm saying there's 4 totally unique things that your body has that no other body has. That simply means that every minute there are over 250 babies born every minute in the world. And every one of those babies born have identifying marks that are totally unique to anybody else.
And friends, we're going to talk about this unique identifying marks because it's amazing this world in which we acknowledge or we say that there is no God in our society today, manufacturers actually use the unique creation of our human body to protect our privacy. And that, as Dave said, that's pretty impressive if all we, you know, we just came by random chance and these things just happened. So, Dave, let's talk about these 4 unique areas. And the first one that you actually have presented, the unique feature of our human body, and even we see our cell phones using this technology or mobile devices, and it's the fingerprints. So tell us about the fingerprints.
Well, using the fingerprints, now the fingerprints have been used and been able to be identified for the last 100 years, and there's not been one duplication of a fingerprint in 100 years.
That's amazing.
So when you think about it, there are approximately 350,000 births a day, and you've got 10 fingers with 10 unique prints, not just one on each one of the fingers. 10 totally unique fingerprints, that's 3.5 million unique prints every day by something that does not have a creator.
That's really astonishing. I mean, I mean it's hard to grasp that, Dave, with over 100 years using the fingerprint. There's not ever a recording of a duplicate one?
No. And, you know, I was reading somebody that was trying to explain the fingerprints, and they said, where fingerprints come from, now you have to understand, this is a secular humanist who doesn't believe God. He's trying to explain away the fingerprints, and he says the fingerprints are designed by the movement of the fetus in the body. It creates fingerprints. Well, if that's true, then you ought to have face prints, too, because the face is out there more than the fingers.
Right.
But interesting enough, now this is interesting, that pads start forming during the 2nd and 3rd month of pregnancy. When this starts happening, the baby can be between 1 and 3.5 inches in size.
Wow.
So you're telling me that something that's 1 inch is bouncing around inside a mother and it's creating fingerprints. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
You see, and that's the unique thing. And one of the things I want to say on this too, Jim, is that, you know, when you look at the fingerprint and you see the uniqueness of that, and all, as a matter of fact, there are people who are born without fingerprints. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's a rare genetic disorder, isn't it?
Yeah. There's only 6 cases of people born without a fingerprint worldwide.
Hmm.
And interesting enough, they're all female. And out of 8 billion people on this planet, only 6 do not have fingerprints.
My.
Now, some might say, well, see, that proves there's no God. No, that actually enforces that there is a God, because if there was no creator, you would have millions of misprints, no prints, fake prints. You know, just you'd have different kind of prints that could be identified and stuff. But there's only 6. Now, I don't know why God only made 6 people without fingerprints, but maybe he wanted them to be a spy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Dave Benoit is with us here today, and we're talking about using your mobile device to prove that there is a God. And we see that the makers of these mobile devices, even as they are looking for security measures, are looking for ways to protect them. They recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that you are uniquely you. And so every human being has this unique set of fingerprints, and so we see that the technology there to open up devices, and matter of fact, Dave, we're even seeing different banks that are using thumb scans or other things as well to allow you entrance into your accounts.
Yeah, and think about this, Jim. There are nearly 8 billion people on the Earth today. 8 billion, that's on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's nearly 80 billion individual unique prints on this planet right now, and not one duplication.
My. Well, go ahead.
And you think that's an accident or just something that happened out of an explosion billions and billions of years ago? I don't think so.
Mm. Well, so you mentioned there's at least 6 people that are born without fingerprints, and we know if there were just random chance, there'd be a whole lot more than that. But we also see that there's something else that's very unique about us, Dave, and that is facial recognition. Tell us about it.
Yeah. You know, now you can use your face to open up a cell phone, and nobody else has the same face that you do. Now, you stop and think about that, nearly 8 billion different faces. So if you walked up to this atheistic professor and say, I'll tell you what, I'll become an atheist if you can open up my phone by using your face. And just flash it in front of his face, and it doesn't open. I guess I'm going to still be a Christian.
My.
You see, the facial recognition, it doesn't even matter if you're twins. If there are twins, Jim,
mm-hmm.
that mothers are always able to tell the difference between there's something there that shows that child's different than the other child.
We're going to pick up with more on this facial recognition after the break. Dave Benoit is our guest today, proving there is a God by using your mobile device. We talked about the fingerprint. We're looking at facial recognition, and we'll be back in just 1 minute here on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, popular creation speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, have investigators found any evidence of life in outer space?
Not a bit, Chris. They've pointed their telescopes to the skies, hoping to pick up any signal that's non-random, like Morse code. Actually, they're setting their sights rather low. They think that just a few letters would indicate intelligent life. But at the same time, scientists look at the incredibly complex information-loaded DNA code with billions of letters all in a precise sequence and call it random. In spite of this incredible complexity, atheistic scientists refuse to believe that it's the evidence of intelligence. Yet they say that the simple hoped-for code from outer space would be the sign of intelligent life. How inconsistent! At least the creation model doesn't depend on claims such as this. Let's go back to Genesis and get it right.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and in our growing secular society, no doubt you've encountered them on the street or at the workplace or in your schools or wherever it may be. Those who are skeptical, there's no God. God doesn't exist. I mean, we hear the likes from individuals like Bill Nye, the so-called science guy, and others. But, friends, you have devices in your hand or near you that you can use to prove that there is a God in the very unique way that God has designed us. And as we're talking with Dave Benoit here today, we talked about one area already dealing with the unique aspect of our fingerprints, but we're also dealing right now with the aspect of facial recognition. And I find it very interesting, Dave, that if this fingerprint is not enough proof, we have this intelligent designer, that facial recognition is yet another.
Yeah. Again, there are over 8 billion different faces on our planet today. As a matter of fact, the Chinese government uses special glasses for facial recognition. They can put on these glasses and walk through a crowd of 3,000 people and can identify one person out of that crowd. Now, I've been to China 21 times. You put me with 3,000 Chinese, I'm not going to be able to tell you which one is which.
Mm-hmm.
But these glasses do, I can assure you of that. And I think that when you stop and think about that there's no two faces that are the same exact, none. 8 billion people, and there's no... Now, you say, well, I've seen your twin. Well, you may have seen somebody look like somebody.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I get quite offended because I hang out with Dr. Elmer Towns, who's the co-founder of Liberty, and he's 89 years old, and 88 years old, he'll be 89 next month. And when I walk in a room, they say, are you Dr. Towns? I told him the other day, in front of the class, because I helped teach the pastor class at Thomas Road, which is the class Jerry Falwell started, and I said to him in front of the class, I said, I sure wish you were better looking, really.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, we all have a unique face, and what happens is on that facial recognition, 30,000 beams of light hit your face from your cell phone or your iPad or what, 30,000 little beams of light, and it draws the diagram of your face that nobody else has.
So
you're telling me that you've got a face that nobody else has, and all these were unique sculptures by nothing?
Yeah.
No intelligent design? You know, speaking about China, I was in China, and there's an area called the Terracotta Soldiers. Are you familiar with that?
Tell us about them.
Well, what it was there was a king who thought that if he was going to the afterlife, he had to make, some soldiers and stuff. So there are thousands of soldiers and horses and everything that they made out of clay. They look like soldiers, but they're clay, and they dug them out from underneath the ground and stuff. And even though they have uniqueness, everyone is supposed to look unique, but they have no soul. They have no body. They have a body, but they don't have a movement. They don't have a spirit. And that's what makes us totally unique. And by the way, Jim, if you'll let me take a second here, I'd like to tell the audience about this video that I did on this very subject you're listening to right now. It's absolutely free. It's on my website, The Unexplainables, plural, theunexplainables.com/episodes, and you can watch. And we did this a couple months ago, and it is a very well done production. You've seen it, Jim.
Yes, I have. And friends, as a matter of fact, we're going to get around to telling you about this, but indeed, theunexplainables.com/episodes, and you'll be able to watch this because the things that Dave is talking about, he's put into a video form. And we also asked Dave, I said, Dave, can we put this on our platform here as well, vcy.tv? And we've done that. That is our free subscription service, video on demand, that you can watch different Christian films and Bible messages and Bible conferences all on demand. It's absolutely free subscription, and we've placed it on there as well in a section called Bible Teaching from Favorite Teachers, and you'll find it there at vcy.tv. You'll find it on Dave's site, there, theunexplainables.com slash episodes. And Dave, you highlight these things. We're going to move on. We've talked about the fingerprints, about facial recognition. There's actually a third element that you refer to, and that is the retina scanning. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the retinal scan is the most reliable of all identification marks of the human body. You know, it's interesting that the eye is so sophisticated. Do you realize that the eye has over 2 million moving parts? You know, Dr. Melcher is my optometrist, and he could tell you that the eye is very, very complex.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, everybody has a unique retinal. Everyone. And so when you scan that thing, and you've seen all these different kind of movies where they put their eyes up against something and only their eye could be determined. Well, think about that, folks. That simply means that the eye is totally unique to any other eye on this planet.
And so a scan will determine one person from another just through that scan and through the comprehensive nature of it. And again, Dave, the makers of these mobile digital devices, they know that as well and have incorporated that into the technology.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Samsung Galaxy S8 has that on it. It will use your retinal scan. It'll use retinal scan, it'll use the fingerprint, and use facial recognition. All three of those can be used on Galaxy S8.
Wow.
So they're very excited that they can scan your eyes and nobody else can open up your phone. I mean, it almost sounds like science fiction, but it's reality. Now, you're telling me that something without a divine creator, as a matter of fact, you know, in the opening of my video, I give an analogy of the Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of copies, but there's only one original. And you can tell that original, but it has original marks on it. When you were born and when I was born, at that moment, when 250 other babies were born, you were not a copy or a clone. You were a masterpiece. You were designed specifically with marks that nobody else in the world has. That's interesting, very interesting.
Scripture says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Dave, we've hit the fingerprints, the facial scan, the retinal scan, but there's also something called voice technology, voice recognition.
Yeah, you know, I called a bank not long ago, and a recording came on and said, your voice is being recorded for security purposes. So your voice is totally different than anybody else's voice. You have a unique voice, Jim. Mm-hmm. I have a unique voice. As a matter of fact, I used to do a lot with Southwest Radio Church, and there's probably not anybody other than Jai Barnamagay that had such a unique voice
right. That
you could understand them. And I'd be with Dr. Hutchings at these places, and he'd just start speaking, and because he was on radio, people didn't know what he looked like. And they go, are you Dr. Hutchings?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How do you know? I could tell that voice anywhere. So we all have a unique pattern that nobody else has. So you have 4 totally different, unique things that are associated with you that nobody else in the world has. Now, you're telling me that you have enough faith that something that caused an explosion, as a matter of fact, right now, Jim, we have some of the smartest people in the world. And they've been working on DNA for years, and they've not been able to crack that code. And yet, here we are believing that something that has no life can give life, and we have life, and we can't create life.
Yeah, wow. So, Dave, tie this all together for us.
Well, it's simple. If there is a creator and there is a God, then we have to stand before him one day. As a matter of fact, on my video, I make an observation, I actually make 4 observations found in the scripture, and it simply says, for the invisible things of him, you know, the invisible things, could you imagine what Paul would have to explain when he said, they said, what are you writing, Paul? I'm writing about the invisible things.
Hmm.
You're seeing things that I don't see? It wasn't until the microscope was invented in 1590 that we knew that there was another world. And then it says in Romans chapter 1, the things that are seen were created, not evolved. It says this, for the creation of the world are clearly seen. And then it says that the unseen world would reveal there is a creator. This is what it says. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. And then finally it says, so they that are without excuse. Hmm. So, you know, a person could have said, well, 100 years ago, Darwin could make the case. I just didn't know. I didn't have a microscope. I didn't know about atoms. I didn't know about all that stuff. But today, I just don't know how a doctor or a person who works with the human body could actually say there is no creator when they see the uniqueness of this body.
Yes, yes. Well, Dave, there's no doubt people listening in right now who, their eyes have been opened to this. Perhaps they have believed in evolution all their life, and perhaps you've got them thinking even by using these different unique aspects, the fingerprint, you know, the facial recognition, certainly the retinal uniquenesses of the voice recognition and the voice uniquenesses that each of us have as well, and have got them thinking. And I think it's important to realize that even as people share this means of sharing the gospel with others, that we can also bring them to that point of understanding that they need a Savior.
Well, I don't do anything, Jim. You know I don't do anything without giving an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And I share my personal testimony at the end of that video. And then I say, if you're watching, you say, I've believed in evolution all my life. How can I meet this creator? Then I give them the gospel. I say, first, you have to admit that you've broken God's law. Mm-hmm. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you must acknowledge that there's a price for sin, for the wages of sin is death. You must recognize that God has pay your debt in full, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And salvation is not about being good enough to go to heaven. The Bible says, but God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. And salvation is made through confession, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then I lead them in a prayer to accept Christ. Folks, I hope that you go to BCY's site. I hope you're able to pull this out. Use this in Bible studies and youth groups and share this thing so that they can start discussing how unique the body really is, and it has to be a creator who did it.
Dave Benoit is our guest here, and friends, let me give you two websites that you can go to. One is theunexplainables.com. /episodes, theunexplainables.com. And when you go there, you're going to find out that Dave's got some other projects in the works there as well. It's also available at vcy.tv. That's vcy.tv. And you'll find it listed there under the section of Bible teaching from favorite teachers. Well, friends, we're going to open our phone lines here. Let's get your reaction to what Dave has shared. And certainly, perhaps your eyes have been opened to some aspect of this, or have a comment here as to those uniquenesses of the human body or fingerprint, that facial recognition, retinal, and voice recognition. Our number 800-733-9829.
While living in this era of pandemics, economic chaos, natural disaster, and political strife, you may feel tempted to question whether God is in control. Yet when you look to the Bible, you'll find these events actually signal that His promises will soon be fulfilled. In the book Aftershocks, author Jeff Kinley reveals how current societal and global trends foreshadow the nearness of the end times, and how the prophecies about what is to come should renew your passion to lovingly proclaim Christ. Aftershocks addresses the global crisis, the rise of anti-Semitism, the end times economic collapse, and how the COVID pandemic is being used to promote globalism. Aftershocks is available for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Dave Benoit is our guest. And folks, as we mentioned, our world's in a mess. And we see the growing secularization that is taking place. We see the attack that are happening on Christian values, even on recognition that there is a God. There's so many today that deny that God even exists. And Dave has put together, it's about a 12-minute video that you can take someone to and watch it. You can use your own cell phone or device and talk about its uniqueness, not to mention even the technology that made the device itself, to know that there has to be a creator. And that's another whole aspect, Dave. I mean, from the first button you hit on this thing, it says, wow, this thing didn't just happen by throwing a bunch of screens and nuts and bolts and resistors, all these things into a dryer and tumbling it, and it came out as a cell phone. I mean, just the phone itself or the pad type device indicates, no, this thing had to have a designer.
Well, you know, we get so lost in the fact. I mean, you take it, the first time you saw that you could use your fingerprint, you go, wow, that's amazing that these guys could figure out how to do that with a fingerprint, but they don't figure out that the fingerprint was what was really the key.
Right.
It wasn't them. It's just trying to figure out the pattern, but God actually made the difference so different that it could be used as a security device.
Wow. Let's go to some phone lines here. We've got Keith calling in from Wisconsin, Rapids, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes. Speaking of uniqueness, how about snowflakes? Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's another good point, Dave. I mean, those droplets that form and the snowflakes and the unique nature of the snowflake itself. I mean, we're a northern country here, and when those snow and you see the feet of snow, that the indication, you know, you'll get in different locations, and to know that every one of those snowflakes is unique.
Well, you know, we used to joke every time I'd come up there to speak at a rally, it would snow. In June, it'd be snow.
Yeah.
You know, and a freeze storm.
But, yes.
So I know that y'all get a lot of snow. So Wisconsin Rapids does get a lot of snow, so that was a good analogy because really that's true. There's got to be a creator if all these things are unique.
Let's go to Ann from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Ann, you're on the air.
Yes, I appreciate so much what you're saying because I've used that is to just speak to people. And one day I was talking to a doctor. I said, you know, I've been saying this for years about fingerprints, but has anything new come up, you know, that to debunk what I'm saying, how unique each fingerprint is, and since they've, you know, been recording them for 100 years? He said, not only is it still true, you should make the point that from the same egg, the babies have different fingerprints.
Wow.
When they're twins.
Yeah, we're twins. Mm-hmm. Even identical twins have different fingerprints.
That's exactly right. And you would think that they'd look so much alike, and their fingerprints could be totally, totally different.
I think it's a great point, so thanks for bringing it forward.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
We've got Barry next in South Milwaukee. You're on the air, Barry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and God bless. Another bit of evidence to add to the discussion is the fact that at the moment of conception, every baby has its own unique DNA, different from every other person's in the world.
Yep, exactly right. Thank you, Barry, for raising that issue. It's so true. That own unique DNA that one has. Now, cell phone companies haven't found, I guess, a way to harness that yet, Dave, but that is so true as far as DNA is concerned.
Well, you know what I think is interesting is remember that terrorist that killed all those people and they tried to get into the cell phone and couldn't get into it? By Apple wouldn't give them the back door to it.
Mm-hmm.
So within a week or two, FBI had gotten professional hackers, and they hacked into that phone, and here something that was created by something was able to be cracked, and yet you're telling me that DNA has been around. I remember that when I was a kid in elementary school, deoxyribonucleic acid. I came home and I said, I know a new word. And they still are working on that code that has been around for 50-something years.
Our number here is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Jason, your next caller, go ahead, you're on the air.
I get the point here and everything, but I would never condone, I tell people this all the time, not to use your fingerprint or retinal scan to give to Google, Apple, Samsung, or the NSA.
Yep, yep. That's a whole nother discussion. Indeed, what we're pointing out here, Jason, and is that uniqueness, and you're warning that that uniqueness can lead big government right to you as well.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're watching this unfold. I mean, we're talking about prophecy, and that's basically what I've been talking about. I talk about apologetics and prophecy. And it's in hyperdrive right now as far as prophecy and things that are coming to pass and devices that are and the realization of fingerprints and retinal scans and everything else. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason. Okay, that was Jason calling. We've got Jerry next in Janesville. You're on the air.
Yeah. If DNA changes... if this vaccine changes DNA, is that not a reason not to take the vaccine? And what?
Yeah, tell you what, we're not going to deal with the vaccine issues here today, Jerry. We've covered it in other days, but let's stay with our topic. Do you have a question for Dave about the uniqueness of our topic today and how our body is designed?
No, I was just throwing that out there.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. And, yeah, we'll be dealing with that here in some future programs as well. Our number, 800-733-9829. Dave Benoit is our guest. And what we're talking about here is, so often there are the skeptics in this world today that will come up, there is no God, and just utter those statements. And meanwhile, they're holding, Dave, that cell phone in their hand that shows, you know, the very tools that we can use to show that we do have a creator.
Oh, I would love to have millions of young people walk up to their professor who's telling them there is no God and say, I tell you what, I'll believe what you believe if you can open my phone with your body.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you say, that's how unique I am. You're saying that something that has no intelligent design could create me totally different from you and so unique that you can open my phone or not open my phone? That's not by accident.
Let's go to Paula in Silver Bay, Minnesota. You're on the air, Paula.
Hi. I just wanted to know where the link is for the latest message from Archbishop Vigano.
Okay, you've got a wrong program. That was Brandon House. That was just on with Worldview Weekend, so that is not our program here today. So you'll have to contact Worldview Weekend for that. Thank you, Paula. Again, 800-733-9829. Let's try Jeff in Appleton, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, yeah, my name is Jeff, and I just had a widowmaker heart attack the day before Valentine's Day, and they put a stent in and opened up the artery, and I was very thankful for that, and was a wonderful Christian doctor, and he came in, and he said, well, don't try and reverse heart disease with diet, and so that encouraged me because I'm into nutrition. But anyways, my point is, so I listened to all these world-famous vegan doctors who reverse heart disease, so I went on a diet, but they never talk about a creator. They always talk about millions of years and evolution. I'm like, how can these scientists and these brilliant doctors who are world-famous cardiologists, and they know so much about the body, and they talk about the intricacies of it, and I'm like, how can they not see? And so I love to speak about nutrition and tell people we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
So speaking that, and this, so Dr. Benoit has been a total encouragement to me today because I just love to speak on this, and this encouraged me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're more than welcome. You know, again, they're without excuse. You know, there's no excuse if you know the intricacies of the body. As a matter of fact, your brain has approximately 86 billion neurons that is joined together with 100 trillion connections.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell me you're a brain surgeon, and you can't figure that out, that didn't happen?
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Bob in Goodyear, Arizona. Bob, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Jim. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Just two quick points. The one was about the gentleman who called about the DNA being different. I'm actually an identical twin, and we have had our DNA tested, and we are identical in the DNA, but we are different on the fingerprints, as you mentioned earlier. The second point I was going to say is about the Darwin evolution versus God's creation. And my quick point is, if people would think about this, when Darwin says we evolved from apes, why did it stop at the human being, and why do we still have apes?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the DNA, that's the reason why they can't create a a half man, half ape, because we have a totally different DNA. That's what makes us different, is the DNA.
Bob, you raise a good point, though. You know, why have we stopped at humans? What happens after that? And then, if we evolve, you know, even before that, you know, what about the frogs and amphibians and so forth? Why do not we see that change taking place in them today? Half man, half frog, or whatever it may be.
Well, you know, the zebra's never been a giraffe, and a giraffe can't become a walrus. They're always going to be their own form that they were created in.
Right.
Well, you know, I was talking about, I was listening to this guy that was talking about evolution, and he used the dogs as an example, a collie and a pit bull, and how they change. Yeah, that's true. And even Moses in the Bible talked about we reproduce on our own species.
Our own kind.
Okay, mm-hmm. Our own kind. And so I said, yeah, you can have 1,000 different kinds of dogs, but that's a dog breeding with a dog, not with a cat. I guess if you did it with a dog and a cat, you'd have a dad. And I don't think they're out there.
No, they're not.
And again, that proves that the Bible is true as well, because he knew that, and today they still haven't figured it out.
Yeah. Bob, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. We've got Laura calling from Watertown, South Dakota. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Jim. Say, he kind of hit on this as far as nutrition. Now, technically, I should have been dead as far as the medical community says, but our immune system is so fearfully and wonderfully made that once I figured it out on my own, like, for instance, I was told I was in adrenal gland failure, and I realized, well, I got to start taking some iodine. You know, that's all been stripped from our food. And then you got the American Soybean Association back in 1988 coming in with all these vegetable oils that are full of estrogen and whatnot that are actually creating the diabetes and the heart disease. And
Laura, I appreciate that. I want to stay focused on the uniqueness of the human body, and I know that's kind of where you're pointing out as well, too,
because you've got to get your immune system up and running for it to be able to fight off any of these viruses and infections, whether it be viral, fungal, bacterial, or, you know, whatever else they're putting in these shots. That is a kill shot.
Thank you, Laura. Dave Benoit, our guest here. Let's go to Mary in Central Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you, Jim. To your guest, have you ever heard of a study called iridology?
Yeah, and if that's you have the study of the eyes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. But that deals with that starts getting into the occult, and that's a totally different subject than what we're talking. I've written 4 books on the occult, and I do talk about iridology and how they study the eyes and stuff and tell whether or not different things are happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Mary. We're up against a break. We'll be back with more of your calls. Again, we're talking about proving that there is a God by using your mobile device and how the uniqueness of what we have, the fingerprint, the facial scan, the retinal scan, the voice recognition, all of that unique print that has to come from a designer, must come from a creator. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Since the November 2020 election, many Americans have been told there's nothing to the voter fraud claims. Reality is, the evidence now is stacking up. I can give a couple examples. One, a recent report by Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters documents voter fraud, and it documents voter fraud cover-up. She, in her report, shows all the missing files from their county computers after something known as trusted build was put in. She reports with her IT guy, who has worked at the national security level, that the trusted build update deleted many, many of the 2020 voting records that are to be saved for up to 22 months. Now we have the Maricopa County report that came out on Friday. Many believe it showed that Donald Trump lost and Biden won. Reality is, some say he even won by more votes, Biden. Well, that's because they found more fraudulent votes. The American people need to wake up to voter fraud. I'm Brandon House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Dave Benoit is our guest today. We've got a couple open lines again here at 800-733-9829, proving there is a God by using your mobile device, and very interesting way in which you can take what that tool you have in your hand and to share with others the unique design that every human body has, and that requires a designer, and even using that as a point of leading them to faith in Jesus Christ. By the way, if you'd like to see this, you can go to a couple websites here. One is theunexplainables.com, theunexplainables.com/episodes, and you'll see that presented there. You can also go to vcy.tv. That's our video on demand service that is subscription free. There's no cost monthly. You just put in your email address to enable you to build your own account and watch the things you'd like to, various Christian films and Bible teaching messages, Bible conferences, all on demand at vcy.com. You'll find this video there as well, and in the section called Bible Teaching from Favorite Teachers. So check it out. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Andrew in Marquette, Michigan. Andrew, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your program, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
God has certainly created us with a unique code out of love. And as we saw in the days of Noah, when that is tampered with, we are special to God. And if that is tampered with and when it is, he certainly interjects. He did in the days of Noah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Andrew, for pointing that. Go ahead, Dave.
Jim, let me make a point here. You know, when you read the Bible, there were people in the Old Testament that lived hundreds of years. And I believe that was because the DNA was set different. I don't necessarily believe it's just the diets and everything. I believe that God, when you know the DNA is designed to attack any enemy of the body. And it replenishes itself. And if, in fact, the body lived 600 years, it was simply because the DNA structure was totally different than it is today.
We've got Josie calling from Ohio. You're on the air, Josie.
My grandson was very sick. Mm-hmm. He felt like he had the flu all the time, and his little oldest son had the same thing. They went to Oxford University in England, and he has a break in his DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said there's probably nothing they can do for him, but they might be able to help his son, you know, but when he gets a little older. And I had never heard of anything like that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that either, Josie. Certainly we encourage listeners to be praying, and they come up with the medical solutions for that, and prayer is always valuable. Thank you for the call. Carl is calling from Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to comment that the evolutionists have never found a transitional form in all of their fossils. They always find the same things.
That's right, because they create after their own kind, and that was mentioned in Genesis.
Yeah.
And the other comment is that every one of us is a hybrid, because we get half of our DNA from our mother and half from our father.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes each one of us a hybrid.
Thank you for the call here, Carl. And again, the unique design that we have, and using these tools. And again, you look at the cell phone companies and so forth, Dave, they know these uniquenesses, and so they know that there's a designer, you know, that they can employ these aspects in putting these tools together. Hello, Dave. Oh, okay. Sounds like we lost our guest. We're going to get Dave back on the line with us here on Crosstalk. Let me quickly give you the websites again, theunexplainables.com, theunexplainables.com, and episodes, that's /episodes. You'll also find it at vcy.tv. That's vcy.tv. And certainly you can find this video that Dave has put together, proving there is a God, by using your mobile device. Okay, so we're going back to the phone lines. We have Lawrence calling in from Nisita, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Lawrence.
Yeah, you know, everybody's worried about these cell phones and pictures and voices and things and proving there is a Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to challenge these scientists and these people to prove there isn't one.
And Dave,
they can't prove there is not a, you know, to my belief. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. And Dave, we lost Dave again as well, and lost our guest here today. And we just want to again, just I guess it's the cell phone. Okay, he's still got to work on those technology aspects to it as well. But that's something Dave said. Okay, here's my cell phone, professor, atheist who doesn't believe we, you know, have these uniquenesses, or a designer. Then you try and open my cell phone. You try and open my cell phone with your, you know, biology here, your fingerprint, your retina, your facial recognition as well. Okay, Dave, do we got you back with us?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Let's see, we got Murr calling from Wisconsin. You're on the air, Murr.
Yes, hello. So good to hear your voices. This is the first time calling from me.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 60s, my sister had a lot of eye trouble and did go blind in NIH, but they took retinal prints at that time, back in the 60s. So they've had this technology a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of technology, I refuse to have any of these devilish devices.
Mm-hmm.
But what else is unique is, like the invisible, is the unheard, the things we uttered. Like Masaru Emoto showed, we change the structure of water molecules that are frozen. When you said about the snowflakes, it reminded me of it, that they're not only unique in that way, but
mm-hmm.
in our intention, you know, God-given love and gratitude, it changes everything.
Hmm. Thank you so very much, Murr. Dave, down to less than a minute here, what would you like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I sure hope that they are able to watch this video. It's actually less than, it's about 11 minutes long, so it's not long. It's just long enough so you can get a discussion going with youth groups and stuff. This really needs to get out.
Mm-hmm. Proving there's a God by using your mobile device. And inside the presentation, Dave gives a gospel presentation as well, inviting people to come to faith in Christ. Well, Dave, we're so glad that the idea has come to you, that the Lord's given to you on this, and using this to share with the listeners today.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim.
Again, folks, theunexplainables.com/episodes. You can also see it at vcy.tv. Dave Benoit, our guest today, and I'm so glad to say, indeed, there is a God. And he has a son. His name is Jesus, who died on the cross to save us from our sins. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.